Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Stoney, Monday Night Football.
Are you ready for some football?
Are you ready for some football
tonight? Monday Night Party.
Yeah.
Although the new Hank Williams, by the way, when they have, who else is in there? Florida Georgia Line and what, Jason DeLauro. It's like, why did they have to bring him back to prove that we're not liberal? Is that what ESPN did?
Exactly. I think that's it like 1,000%. I heard he and Jemele Hill are going to be on it this week singing together. I think that's their next plan. So now Janoris Jenkins is questionable. We have a questionable OBJ, and we have a questionable Janoris Jenkins. A couple years ago, our friend Wojo and me put together the rules of SOL. And by definition, SOL is not allowed to exist in a road game. That being said, There's some SOL potential here.
Oh, have Jenkins and Beckham don't play?
Yeah.
So you have their best defensive back and their best offensive player not playing?
That has some strong SOL potential, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It reminds me of last year when they went into Chicago and Brian Hoyer started for Jay Cutler, and we thought, oh, God, this game's a lock.
Brian Hoyer almost engineered a big upset yesterday.
It got to score touchdowns to pull off upsets. We did our picks on Friday, and Gov said, and I totally agree with this in theory, I think the Lions should win the game tonight. That doesn't mean they will, right?
Because of Beckham's injury, right?
I just think they're the better team. I think they're the better team. I think that their defensive line should be able to shut down the running game of the New York Giants which is anemic
really
at best,
right,
and get after Manning. And Manning, to me, is kind of a better version of Carson Palmer, an older quarterback past his prime.
I agree with you.
And if you can put him on his back, that should be the deciding factor. But that doesn't mean it's going to happen.
I totally agree with you. But if Beckham plays and is, 85-90%, which I have a feeling he's not going to play.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I have a feeling he will play.
But anyway, if he's not himself and they have to mass protect, they might not be able to get to Manning.
Mm-hmm.
Look, they can't run the ball. I'm worried about the other side of the ball because the Lions can't run the ball either.
Mm-hmm.
And the Giants have a great defense. And if Jenkins is playing, Jenkins on Marvin Jones will be basically negligible again, although he did have a touchdown last week and one of the three times he was actually thrown to.
But see, this is my thing, okay? And I'm sure you're going to end up being right. Arizona's got a great defense. Arizona was number two in the NFL in defense last year. They got Patrick Peterson.
Right.
They got Tyrann Mathieu. So why is that not negligible? So, okay, you put Patrick Peterson. Stafford threw four touchdowns.
Home game.
Okay.
A lot
That's
different.
Fine. That's fine. Monday Night Football.
Must win for the Giants. Well, you asked, how are the Giants going to win the game? How are the Lions going to win the game? Giants are going to win the game because their defense is going to stifle the Lions. The Giants' pass rush is better than, I believe, the Cardinals' pass rush, and they will be able to get to Stafford. That's how they're going to win the game, if they do.
Mm-hmm.
I would be stunned if either team rushes for over 100 yards.
I agree. Unless there's some bizarre, like Matthew Stafford, 30-yard gallop or something
right,
like that, that kind of evens out the rest of the running attack, yeah, for sure.
How about don't make any mistakes? That's what I think it's about tonight. Turnover-free game.
Yeah.
I think they win if they don't turn the ball over.
And that's what scares you, right?
Would you say that about the Giants, too, though?
No, because without both Jenkins and Beckham, you're taking two of their players off the team.
But Jenkins is just questionable. I mean, if he doesn't play, if Jenkins doesn't play and Beckham doesn't play, yes, the Giants should lose. The Lions should win that game.
Even both of them, if they both play, they're both hobbled. You should be able to take advantage of that.
248-539-9797, the ticket text 97136. And I feel bad even saying this, but because Stafford signed the extension, and I think all the three of us agree, good quarterback, whatever, trending in the right direction. But this is just another one of those kind of tests for him, right? Bars he's got to leap over. Like, go win this game. It's kind of like the game last year against the Packers, last game of the season. Go win it. Enough excuses. Don't blame the running game. Don't blame Taylor Decker's injury. You know what? Monday Night Football, the nation's watching. Go win it.
I think this is a lot like the Viking game last year. and they're going to have to win a similar type game where it's just going to be as tight as can be.
Mm-hmm.
And he made a play in that game. And they've got the better kicker and rely on him.
We're talking about the Tigers, or talking about the Lions, pardon me, I should say, Monday Night Football game tonight against the Giants. What your take is on this game, if you feel like this is one the Lions should have, need to have, can't get, won't get, will get. There have been plenty of games over the years, and every Lions fan can attest to this. We're going in, I said, oh, well, yeah, I think the Lions should win this game. But given the fact that, A, it's the National Football League, and B,
TTL,
they're the Lions.
Thank you.
It's always easy to just take the opposite.
Yeah.
You know? Like, if I, you know how, like, on the in a Selection Sunday for the NCAA tournament, they put all those bios for teams up, and they say, oh, who is this? Their RPI is this. Their big wins are this. Are they in or out? It's like, ha-ha, we just showed you Rhode Island, and they deserve to get in over Kentucky or something. I kind of feel like that way with the Lions. If you took away the, you know, whatever.
The uniforms.
The uniforms, the team names, whatever, and just said, this quarterback's doing this, this quarterback's doing this, this guy might be hurt, this guy might be healthy, this is what they did last week, whatever, I'd say, oh, then I'm picking that team to win.
Yeah, the Lions looked bad against the Dallas Cowboys, who looked worse yesterday.
Yes, yes.
It's the National Football League.
The Giants looked bad against the Cowboys, you mean?
That's what I meant.
They said the Lions looked bad against the Cowboys. Maybe I misheard you. Edward in Detroit, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's going on, Edward?
Good morning, guys. You know, as a cynical Lions fan, the answer to whether or not they win tonight, unfortunately, is not rooted in the Lions. It's rooted in what we anticipate from the Giants. So at the end of the season, if we expect the Giants to be a winning team, we expect one thing tonight, because through the Stafford era, we've heard the numbers, right? 5-46 versus winning teams, 1-25 versus winning teams on the road. So if we expect the Giants, with Odell Beckham out and Jenkins maybe out, who knows, if we expect this to be a winning team after 17 weeks, then I think, unfortunately, the likelihood of a win tonight is very, very low.
So you're saying, basically, if the Lions win the game, the Giants will finish the season below 500, which they would have a good start on that at 0-2.
Well, I guess that goes along with it. But I'm saying, in terms of us sitting around the bar stool saying what's going to happen tonight, it all depends on what we expect from the Giants, because, you know, unfortunately, after 8-plus seasons, the numbers are what they are, and I can already anticipate the Stafford supporters, you know, bristling over that 5-46 number. But it's the same kind of thing when we talk about comebacks. You know, you figure out, is it a team thing? What's a team thing and what's a superhero thing? If we want to give them credit for comebacks, then why don't we hold them accountable for not being able to win games, for not being able to win division titles?
I think many fans do hold them accountable, because everybody knows the numbers.
Well, but what I'm saying is that his supporters will throw out the comebacks in terms of his historical number of comebacks. And, of course, those require a team as well. Just like he's not to blame for, you know, 5-46.
Right.
He also gets help on those awesome comeback wins.
True, no doubt.
All right, so I'm picking it. Unfortunately, I think this is going to be a bad one tonight, guys. So, you know, get your sandwich made early.
Okay, good advice.
not worth popcorn tonight, huh?
I mean, Stafford is the
linchpin.
He's the sports version of, like, the Democrats and the Republicans, right? I mean, what Edward just said there is, His naysayers will point to the 5-46. His fans will point to whatever. Just like in Democrats will look at the Trump and Obama differently than everybody. And I think that's kind of what I was trying to allude to before, is at this point in his career, there should not be these games for Stafford anymore. He should have by now defined who he is, but I still feel like we're doing this. And, like, I don't think this game is that vital, particularly because they won last week against Arizona. They can lose this game and still have a good year. I don't think this is one of those, a good team wins this game type of games, because it's the NFL. And I think Dallas is a good team, and they got trucked yesterday by Denver.
This is a game changer, though. I mean, this historically eliminates the Giants. Now, can an 0-2 team bounce back? It's happened. But the numbers are overwhelming that it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So you're basically... you're moving yourself into a better wild card position simply by winning tonight.
That's true.
You can almost put a team away.
Although they're only one. The Giants lose, they're only one game out of their division, because everybody else in that division is 1-1.
Right. All the Lions are all alone in first place.
Yeah, but we don't care about the division with them. We care about the from the wild card perspective. I mean, that was kind of a sad call if you think about it, because it's almost as if Edward thinks it's never going to change.
Correct.
Well, because it hasn't.
So, right.
But, well, then that's all on Matthew Stafford.
It's not all on Matthew Stafford. It is a lot of it's on Matthew Stafford, but it goes back to my longest standing beef with the Detroit Lions, and that is their ineptitude over the years has made it impossible to talk about them.
Right, without bringing up the past.
Well, but you can't talk about them like a normal team. Like, honestly, the biggest reason why people think the Lions are going to lose tonight's game is because
they're the Lions.
Bam.
All right, but so you're saying they should win tonight?
Yes.
But they're the Lions. It's the only reason why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're you're doing what everybody else does.
That's
I'm sorry. I've been beaten down. I've lived here a quarter of a century.
He's done. He's finally given up.
Well, no, but it's like, look, the late, great Drew Sharp, the first piece of advice he ever gave me was, when it comes to the Lions, always assume the worst. And the number of times I have looked at a matchup, whether it was a couple years ago where they went into Arizona and played against, I don't even remember the guy's name. Some clown was playing quarterback. It wasn't Drew Stanton. It was somebody.
Brian Lindley? Was him. That one?
Yes. Or last year going into that game against the Bears in Chicago with Brian Hoyer. I'm like, well, come on. They're going to win this game. And I don't think the Giants are trash. Don't get me wrong, but
they're not. Their defense is great. They have a great defense.
I think we overuse the word
great. And if Jenkins doesn't play, that definitely helps the Lions.
Let's go to David in Oak Park on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, David?
Good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I think so much has been made of Matthew Stafford's contract. I think that what we have to remember here is, first and foremost, the Lions have a group of unknown players that are making plays the first game, okay?
The first game.
If you compare, I beg your pardon?
No, I mean, you said it. I was just reiterating what you said. It was one game. I don't want to go this whole no-name defense like we've turned it into some great defense. They played very well against Arizona.
Absolutely, and I think that Arizona was a formidable opponent. If you looked at what happened in a few of last night's games, namely Green Bay, who got their butt handed to them, as well as Dallas, I think that Detroit will fare better than any of the teams that are in the division or period. I think you need to give this team a chance. Mr. Quinn is working wonders, and they finally got a coach that these guys are going to play for. And I'm telling you, this is the most underrated team this year, and they will make the playoffs. I'm betting on it because of what I've seen. You've got young guys, unknowns, that are making plays. And whenever you have a young, hungry team, they're not afraid of anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Look, their defense is pretty good. At least, I should say they played very well against.
They're not just pretty good. They passed it to the ball. They're better tacklers.
They showed it against the Arizona Cardinals, a team whose offense struggled to beat one of the worst defenses in football yesterday, the Indianapolis Colts.
But they also didn't have David Johnson. They did have David Johnson for two and a half quarters against the Lions, and he was totally ineffective. Carson Palmer. Not good.
I know.
Not good. Guy in Huntington Woods, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Guy.
Stoney, couldn't agree more with you. The offense looked good in the second half last week, and this is so typical where they go on the road and play a tight defense, and they won't be able to run the football, and that's the difference. 21. When you can't run the football, you can't win football games. Giants are going to stack the box. It's going to be 21-17 Giants. I hope I'm dead wrong.
But the Giants won't be able to run the football either, I don't think.
You don't think?
No.
Perkins?
No.
No. I mean, I think it could be a low-scoring game. I mean, the Giants, as we mentioned on Friday, haven't gotten above 20 in the last 7 games, going back to the end of last year and their playoff loss in Green Bay. So even with OBJ, they have not exactly been a lights-out offense.
12 hours away, baby. Sean McDonough and John Gruden.
Oh. And Lisa Salters.
Are you ready for some football?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.